Hello and welcome to our NEPT bonus virtual retreat day. And the name of this day, this class that we're going to be teaching and engaging in today, is how to create an online client training and food demo class that attracts your ideal clients and enrolls them into your coaching program. That's a mouthful. I wanted to make sure I had all the benefits and all the results that you're going to get by being here today. And I'm going to work really hard on delivering all of that. And if there's some questions that come up after the event's over that I didn't answer here on this presentation, then you've got all your coaching calls where you can ask them. Because sometimes you come to a training and you just gather all this information, especially if a lot of it's new to you, and then you think of the questions afterwards. No worries. So let me explain to you a little bit about how this day is going to go. We've got this scheduled from literally from 10 until 5. The last 2 hours is actually a live demonstration of what we're talking about. And I'm going to do my very best during that presentation to share with you, to make it consistent with what I've shared with you the rest of the day. So the way it's going to go is I've got some interactive segments. I've got some pieces of information. There's not that many slides, you know, maybe 20 or 30 slides. I don't remember the exact number, but not a lot compared to the length of the day, because a lot of the slides are there to trigger an outline for me to be able to fill in the blanks and tell you all the amazing things that I've learned over the years of doing classes. I've been doing classes for clients and patients for the last, 11 years. I did them even longer ago than that. I used to do some small classes in my living room when I first started practice. So actually, I've been doing this for about 22 years. I've been teaching these classes. But the high-tech version, the version where I've used online for registration and for recording the classes and for presenting the classes, has been about 11 years now. So I've got a little bit of experience under my belt. More recently, as you guys mostly know, every month I do an online video class in the kitchen kind of class. So it's a live class for the Vital community, and that's called the Vital Healing Kitchen. So the way that this day is going to go is I'm going to present to you the concepts, the how-tos, the what-tos. But I'm also, as I'm presenting those concepts, I'm going to get you to do some work. I'm going to actually get you to be designing your class. Now, this class, you may never actually do the version of the class that you designed today. That's okay. It's good practice, all right? But I want you to do it anyway. We're going to come up with a title. We're going to come up with a call to action at the end. We're going to come up with what you're going to offer people at the end of the class. We're going to talk about how it's going to enroll your ideal clients into your programs, not just any clients, but your ideal clients. We're going to talk about how doing the class, it's almost like a filtering mechanism for the people that you really want to attract. So if you create the class in such a way that it attracts your ideal clients, this is going to be an amazing, amazing venture for you. So we're going to do this in segments. The first hour to hour and a half, we're going to go over the basics. I'm going to get you to start thinking. We're going to do some interaction. We're going to take a break for about 15 minutes. Then we'll come back and do another hour, hour and a half segment. Just more of the basics, getting you to build, getting you to understand, showing you some of the tools and resources. We're going to do some screen share with where I'm going to show you into the back end of some of the resources you have available to help you to deliver your trainings if you decide to do them online, or if you decide to dual broadcast. One is to the audience that's in the room, and the other is to an audience that's far away. And I'll share with you my migration from place to place with that, how much my learning curve was, and I'm trying to really shorten the learning curve as we do with most everything in NEPT. Instead of having it to take you 25 years to get to the point where I am right now, maybe it'll take you 5 years to get to the point where I am right now. So, all that said, the way that we're going to interact is there's a chat on the webinar jam. If you're having difficulties with staying in this webinar jam piece, no worries. I've posted all the information you need to access Instant Teleseminar. So I would highly advise that what you do is you move over there. Now over there, there is also a chat, and I will do my best to monitor both those. It looks like Gloria said she can see and she's here. So I just have to be astute to moving back and forth between those places when we have interaction. So there's a little bit of a juggling act. What I'm doing today is way more complex than anything I'm going to teach you how to do. And maybe as you get experience with the tools, you'll try it. But I will tell you, it's a little bit nerve-wracking when you're doing multiple broadcast kind of mechanisms. So all that said, I want to just get a feedback from everybody. Who among us is has done a class, like a local class for people in your community so far. So I want to get a sense of who's done a class. So if you've done a class, whether it's been a free class or a paid class, if it's been a paid class, about how much you've charged per person. And last, whether you've introduced them throughout the class to what you do as a coach, as a consultant, as a practitioner, that they become aware of it, maybe not direct marketing of it, but just mentioning throughout so they know by the end of the class what you do. And whether you've made an offer at the end, whether that be for another paid program, another class as a follow-up, or a consultation paid or free with you, whatever. So I want those pieces of information for you to think about and type into the chat. Number one, have you done class before in your community? Have you charged for the class? And if so, what have you charged? Have you let it be known what you do in terms of your coaching services and programs? And have you made an offer at the end? So go ahead and type that into the chat. And we'll go ahead and discuss all that because I want to get a sense of what the level is here. A lot of folks have a discomfort around teaching. A lot of folks have a discomfort around charging for what they're teaching. Maybe not a discomfort around the teaching. And also whether that's been an educational class, a food class, a food prep class, or a combination, which those are great. Combination classes are awesome. Okay. So I'm going to read some of the responses just to get me a sense, and I'm going to also take a few notes for things that come up that I don't, that maybe I wasn't aware of that you guys are doing. So Lynn says she's done classes through Community Ed as well as in People's Home, charges about $12 a person. And Gloria says, I've done quite a few live classes. Most have been free, but the charged ones are about 20. Okay, so give me feedback, both Gloria and Lynn, as to whether those classes were food prep classes, combination of education, nutrition education, health education, and food prep, or just health education, and whether you've made it known that you have coaching services available and or made a direct offer for those services. So Lynn says, I've done food prep classes, but it's usually a great deal of information sharing. I did one class that was an herbal class. Awesome. Michelle, I've done classes before, both free and paid, but didn't have the piece to share my coaching or offer package or program. I'm ready to get started doing this. Perfect. Yes, and I'll tell you a story that really opened up my eyes about that shyness and that modesty we have around not telling people what we really do. Martha says, I've done two local classes, both free. Both I served food. One was how to go green, and the other was balancing your hormones using food, and actually used your recipes. And this was some years ago. Yes, would like to charge and build clients this way. And yeah, if you are doing the classes and they're free or very low cost, like $10, $12 like Lynn is doing, then you absolutely have to. You have to do something to offer something at the end, because you're losing money if you're charging $10 or $12 a person and you're serving food. And if you're doing them for free, for sure. So you have to have, there has to be some balance there. Now, if you're doing a class and you're charging $50, $75 a person, then you could actually profit if you get enough people in there. And so the making the offer isn't as vital, but it is vital because when you actually calculate it out, and I'll go through some numbers with you, it was eye-opening to me how little money I was making on classes and where my break-even points were in terms of numbers I had to get there and how many hours I put in. So I was, you know, basically making between $5 and $10 an hour for my time. So if I didn't make an offer, what was the point there? I mean, yes, educating people and being altruistic about it, but I still needed a day job, right? And now I don't need a day job. This is my day job. Super. So Tony has done free and paid. Most recently started promoting programs through my presentations. Awesome. Great. And Isabel said, yes, I make offers at the end of my presentations. Yes. Gila, hands-on classes, 6 hours, and Ghislaine, I'll call you, yeah, I know you're going by Gila these days, but I've known you for so long as Ghislaine, it's going to be a little hard to make that transition, so forgive me. Hands-on, I know you've done a lot of great classes. You've done 6 hour classes for $125. Awesome. Isabel's done a $299 5 week gut restoration class. Awesome. And yes, that's Cassandra. Yes, free and paid classes and have made an offer. Perfect. And if you've made an offer at the end of your class, I want to know what that offer was for, whether it was for a free consultation, whether it was for a program. Like I'm guessing that Isabel has done either a free class or a low paid class to then offer at that class, the $299 5 week program, which would be awesome. I'd love to hear from you, those who have made it. Diane says, Deborah and I haven't done any classes yet. You are going to. And I've been going backwards. And that's it. So let me go forwards again. Martha says, I know the person in charge at the food service at the hospital would really like to design a program to work with them. Perfect. Awesome. Gila says, I do a local 4 week detox and a 6 week hormone program, about $65 per class. So super. You are doing really well with charging like that. And there's places for the free versions or the low cost and the higher cost where you actually recoup your costs and make a profit. Guest, that's Cassandra, mine have been educational classes. I've made kale salad and smoothies for some of the classes. I've mentioned my coaching program. Perfect. Isabel says the gut program consists of food demo, education, and Q&A. Isabel says she's free seminar, then make an offer to join the gut program. I've been getting one-on-one for my seminar as well. Perfect. Yes, Cassandra, I've offered free consultations. I've offered $97 90-minute session and offered a $397 group program. Perfect. Okay, so a lot of you are, you know, further along than others, and some of you are just starting, and that's perfect. Wherever you are, I hope that you're going to benefit from me sharing what I've been doing and how I've been doing it. So perfect. So let's just get started, and we'll move things along. So I'm going to do this to move the slides along. I have to remember where they're going. So I want you to make sure that at the beginning of every class, that you have some sort of a medical disclaimer. This could be something that's a page in your recipe guide or handout, if you give recipe guides or handouts, which I recommend you do, and we'll talk about why and the benefits of those. And make sure that the disclaimer is really clear. You are welcome to use this. You've got this in just about every presentation I've done. This is the latest version of it that we actually had an attorney go in, and he took it from being about two-thirds of the size it is right now to where it is right now because he added stuff to it. So you can read through it. You can use it exactly as is if you want, by, of course, change the name, and or you can do it and modify it a little bit. But I want you to make sure that there's a medical disclaimer that people know that what you're teaching in your classes is purely education, not medical advice. Because you are going to get questions during the classes, and you've been trained in NEPT or will be trained as you get further along in the program, for those of you who are relatively new, that you can answer the health questions. You can answer the questions about what nutrient does what and how it works in the body. People will ask you questions about their own personal health challenges. And when you answer them, if you feel like you can give them a good answer, you always want to couch that within, well, this is not medical advice, run this by your doctor, but here's something that's helped other clients of mine or other patients of mine or how I've worked with other people. So just make sure that you protect yourself, because as you get yourself out there and it's no longer just simply word of mouth, you know, friends and friends of friends, there are going to be people who just show up at your classes and there may be some difficulties. So you just want to be prepared and make sure that you have what it takes to protect yourself, that you're not being charged with practicing medicine without a license. Okay, so that's that. Feel free to borrow mine, use mine, use exactly as it is, however you want to do that. So let's look at our day today. I always like to begin with the end in mind, as Stephen Covey says. So where do we want to go today? And what do I want you to get out of today? We're going to start with the why do client trainings. We've already done the sharing, where I wanted to get a sense of where you were. The next piece I want you to share, and you can start typing into the chat, is the, like, what do you want to get out of today? If by the end of the day today, you are, you were to say, wow, that was time well spent, what would you have accomplished? What will you know? How will you be empowered by the end of today? So go ahead and think about that and start typing it in while I go through the agenda. And I'm just as a side, Gloria says, I've offered coaching services, but it hasn't been successful. So I'll give you some tips on how to make that more successful in terms of something I call seeding, something that's known in the industry as seeding, a very gentle, subtle way to get people really thinking about what you have to offer them. So the next thing I want to talk about is the value of food demo classes and the value of classes in general. Like, why are we doing classes? When should we do food demo classes versus regular classes? What's the advantage of doing food demo classes? What's the downsides too? Because there are a lot more work to do and they have a lot more overhead and costs associated with that. And then naming your classes. We're going to talk about just some strategies for naming your classes so that they're hot names, that they're results-oriented names, and that your clients are going to go, ooh, I want that, right? You want them to read the title of a class and you go, I want that. You know, how to make mouth-watering desserts that slim your waist and skyrocket your energy. Those are benefits that people want instead of just dessert class. Come to Cassandra's dessert class, or come to Cassandra's class on how to make mouth-watering desserts that trim your waist and skyrocket your energy. Which has more pizzazz and ping to it? And I want you to really think about what you're offering people in terms of the benefit that it's going to have in their life. We're going to talk about filling your classes and some of the options for filling your classes. We're going to talk about pricing your classes, when it's appropriate to do free classes, and how those should be structured differently than if you're charging, you know, $300 for a four-session class. Very differently. Practical setup strategies, just in terms of what you need to have and how you need to do it. How do you need to prepare? We're going to talk about content. How do you do an introduction that gets them, you know, just hanging on the edge of their seat? And how do you do the body and seed throughout? So they are like, wow, I want to work with Cassandra. She's done that with her clients. She can do that. She can help with that. I want to work with her. And it may be that they want to work with you by signing up for more classes, or they want to work with you for a group program that you can offer, or whether they really do want to dive in, go head first, and go one-on-one. And then how to structure the offer so that the offer isn't a surprise at the end. The offer is anticipated and people are looking forward to it. They know, wow, I hope something's coming here. How do I continue this process? I love what I'm learning here and I want more. That's what you want them hanging on the edge of their seat, waiting for your offer. You want to get them so primed for your offer that if you don't make that offer, they are bummed. They are disappointed and they are wanting to come up to you and say, well, what do I do next? Like, how do I continue this? I want to learn more from you. And then we're going to go into live stream and recordings and how to really improve your reach and your income by doing live streams and recordings. Yes, they're a lot more work, But it's totally doable, and we're going to go through some resources for how to do that. And that's when we'll switch to going down into my kitchen, where we are going to have a live stream today and show you the back end. Like, you guys always see the front end of me standing in front of, you know, the camera and showing you the food and doing all that. I'm going to show you some of the back end of that. So that's going to be really fun, like dual recording. And then we're going to just switch this off, and you're going to switch over and watch what we do there. And watch it with a different eye, because I've taught you how to do it. Now, these are slightly different than what you're going to be doing, because this is for a set program. But even though it's for a set program, we open them up to the public. We invite the public. And I'm not always that good about seating and making an offer on those. And I'm going to be really conscious of it, because I will have taught you that. We'll do some open Q&A before we go into the kitchen, and then we'll do the live demonstration. So that's going to round out our day. As I said before, we'll start with about an hour, hour and 15 minutes, probably an hour and a half, I mean. We'll go to about 11:30, so an hour from now. We'll take a 15-minute break. Then we'll come back. We'll do another hour to an hour and a half of presentation. We're going to then go take a little bit longer break to give me an opportunity to switch cameras to the other mode and get the camera on a tripod so that I can actually show you how this works in the kitchen. We're going to then go to the kitchen. I'm going to show you how the setup, how the cameras are positioned. I'm going to show you all that so that you learn how to do the live streams. And then we're going to go into the Vital Healing Kitchen Show. So before we get any further, I want to know if there are any particular questions about the agenda, but also if there's any particular things that you want to get out of this that I haven't mentioned that you want to make sure that I cover. Okay? I've tried to be comprehensive, but there may be some other things. I'm looking to see. Gloria said, my goals are identical to the agenda for today. I need help naming my classes, especially if I want to start focusing on my ideal client. I think women in their 50s and 60s who need help with energy, hormone balance, weight management, and health topics related to those women. Great. And I'm going to talk to you about how food can get them in, like actually showing them and demonstrating the food. And then you can make an offer for something that's beyond just the food, but that the food is a great way to get them in the door. So thank you for sharing that. So Shonda says, I've done a live class, cost was $50 a person, great. I did not have an offer, as this was my first one. I did get clients from it though, as they came up and asked me, what did I tell you, right? They come up and ask you. So that means you did a really good job of seeding your work throughout that presentation. Bravo. So it's an education and smoothies class. It's awesome. Isabel wants to make sure how to attract people to come to my seminars. I'm able to sign people up from seminars, but less successful during one-on-one free consults. Okay, cool. So you know, we learn what works for us. And a lot of times it is easier to enroll people. Just to give you an example, we do two huge live events each year that cost us tens and tens of thousands of dollars to put on. And we do not break even on those. We actually lose money on doing them because of the huge cost and the huge investment in labor that it takes to put those classes on. But what we do is we make an offer for bigger programs that are much harder to sell people during a half an hour with them one-on-one, or an hour even consult with them one-on-one. But when you've geared together with them for an extended length of time, for us it's 3 days, but for these classes it might be 2 hours or 6 hours, they're building a rapport. And we'll talk about that as we get to the advantages of using classes as your lead gen strategy. Diane's goal is to get some good ideas from somebody with your level of experience to help us develop a plan for food demo and other classes. Also to get more comfortable with the idea of doing video. Awesome. So this is good. Cassandra, marketing suggestions and wording to get people to want what I have. Perfect. Martha, time well spent. Already have some ideas, but need to be able to put them into a program to create interest and have someone want to pay and have that problem solved in their life. We'd like to do some local and some online. Lynn says, I want to video my classes and put them together as a package with index DVD and recipe guide. Then how to sell that from my website. Tony, how to strike the balance between serving and promoting paid programs and services. I also struggle with the pricing. And that's a great point is the serving and promoting. And know that you can be serving and promoting at the same time. And we're going to talk that about that with the concept of seeding, the concept of just that subtle, you know, because the direct salesy approach is going to turn people off, especially if you do it too soon. And yes, you're going to do that at the end, but thinking of this in terms of not selling your services, but offering your services, and how bummed people will be if you don't. And I'll tell you a story as I get there about someone who just got, her husband got so mad at me, really mad at me. And then she became a patient because I hadn't told them in the class that I could help that her one-on-one. Kate says, get an idea of how to transition my experience doing in-person classes to an online platform to attract more clients and reach more people. Great. Shonda wants to learn how to do online demos as a way to list, build, and convert paying clients. Perfect. Michelle, very interested in adrenal issues, so that's sort of where I want to start, like maybe a food demonstration about getting your energy back. Perfect, Michelle, because that's what our class is today. And balance your hormones, but with a focus on adrenal fatigue. I'd like to learn what I need to put it together, market, and promote it. Great. I'd also like a little info on how to do the slides. I can talk about that. Item to cover from Maria, for those starting out, tools and techniques to spread the word. What do you suggest and what others are doing? Okay, so perfect. Let me see if there's any other on the other chat. No. Perfect. All right, so let's just dive in and get started.